Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. European Union leaders have reached an agreement on migration policy after nearly 10 hours of talks at a summit in Brussels. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, who heads the new right-wing government in Rome, had threatened to veto a communique at the end of the summit unless his country was offered an acceptable deal on migration. EU leaders have indicated that Italy and Greece, where most migrants arrive, will be able to set up migrant centres on their soil on a voluntary basis. Emerging from the talks, the British Prime Minister Theresa May welcomed what had been agreed.
We've come to positive conclusions, a lot of them around what the United Kingdom has been encouraging for some time, which is taking more action upstream in countries of origin so that we can ensure that people aren't having to make and aren't making these very dangerous journeys, often travelling many miles, often at the hands of the people smugglers, and making the dangerous trips across the Mediterranean where we still see some people dying.
The U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has told Central American leaders that the United States is facing a new migration crisis. At a meeting in Guatemala City with the presidents of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, Mr. Pence said the majority of illegal migrants trying to enter the U.S. came from their countries.
Since the start of this year, more than 150,000 Guatemalans, Hondurans, and Salvadorans have left their homes and made the often dangerous journey to the southern border of the United States and sought to enter our nation illegally. While many claim asylum, few are fleeing persecution. Most are making the journey seeking economic opportunity.
Police in the U.S. state of Maryland say that a gunman has killed five people at a newspaper office in the city of Annapolis. Employees of the Capital Gazette described how they scrambled onto desks as the attacker fired shotgun rounds. The suspect surrendered to officers without a struggle. Media reports say he had a long-running feud with the newspaper. The local acting police chief, Bill Krampf, said it was a targeted attack.
This person was prepared today to come in. This person was prepared to shoot people. His intent was to cause harm. And as I stated before, the investigative part of this is going to be thorough and it's going to take some time.
This is the latest world news from the BBC.